The Studio Cuts Podcast with Taylor with WRRV.
This is the Studio Cuts Podcast. Hey, it's Taylor from 92.7, 96.9, WRRV. And the Studio Cuts Podcast is where we interview artists that were featured on Sunday Studio Cuts, our new music show on WRRV. Today, we're talking with The Main, who are getting ready to release their ninth studio album. Where are you at right now?
I am in Tempe, Arizona, at our band's recording studio that we've kind of made our home base for everything we do.
Well, I got two questions. First, what is the weather like over there?
Oh, I got to guess we're about 95 degrees.
You're kidding.
No, it is already getting hot here. Oh man,
my next question, what are the COVID restrictions still like? Are there really any restrictions over there?
Arizona's pretty wide open at the moment. I think people can kind of do what they want at the moment here. But obviously, you know, we're not playing concerts or doing anything like that yet, but it seems like that's just around the corner.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Switching into the music a little bit, The Main has been called a variety of different genres. What genre do you consider The Main to be?
Oh man, that's tricky. I mean, we kind of run with like the Arizona emo group is like a tagline on things, but that's more of a joke kind of. I mean, you know, we have 8 albums now, so we've made everything. So I just consider us a rock band, and people can put us into whatever, you know, other kind of subcategory that they'd like.
You guys took a couple years off from releasing music. What was it like during that break?
I mean, we were on the road for almost all that time up until the world kind of shut down. So you know, I guess it hasn't really felt like that much of a break because we've been so active on tour and playing shows, and then we've been working on, you know, what became the new record.
And your new record that you have out right now, it's called Sticky. What is this song about?
This song is about the person or the thing that just gets caught in your head and all you can think about, it's just a fun song and something that we're super proud of, and it certainly is one that we're just itching to play live, you know, because generally when we release a song, we're on tour and we're seeing how people are responding to it live and stuff. It's definitely been a little interesting to not have that experience yet.
Yeah, that song definitely gets stuck in my head constantly, so I get what you're saying about the meaning.
Yeah. We're good.
The music video for Sticky is super fun. What was it like to film that?
It was a lot of fun. Kind of low pressure because there isn't like a overarching concept or like we're just like trying to get from point A to B in some kind of like a story. It's just a bunch of fun shots, you know. So it was a good time. I would say the hardest thing was to get the honey out of my hair. The hardest part, for sure.
You guys also have another single out right now called April 7th. What's this song about?
Oh, man. Well, I would have to let our singer go all the way into detail, but I will say that April 7th is the date that he met his now wife. So
So definitely a sentimental song.
Specific date, yep.
You guys are getting ready to release a new album in July. What can we expect from the album?
Oh, man. A lot of variety in songs. I would say it's kind of this balance of fun songs, but the way that they go into each other and things, you know, it's in more depth to it than just like attempting to write like 10 of the catchiest, you know, songs we have. There's songs that are meant to be the closer of the album and in the middle and like the ups and downs. So I would say, you know, it's a record that brings you on some kind of a journey.
Do you feel that XOXO differs greatly from your 2019 album, Are You Okay, since that was your last album release?
I would say pretty different, yeah. The last album definitely was a little, like, heavier in tone as far as, like, what the songs were about and a bit more, like, aggressive in the sound, and I would say that this record definitely explores a bit more of like the fun side of our band.
You said earlier in the interview that you guys have 8 albums. How do you feel the main's music has changed over that span?
So much. I feel like we've kind of done everything. You know, we have songs in earlier records that have like a country tinge to it. We have like acoustic stuff. We have like some heavier stuff, some stuff on this record, which is like super dancey and modern. And so I think that our big thing is, you know, our fans have just been on board with everything we do. That we don't feel like we're caught in a box of expectations of having to sound a certain way. So we're able just to make what we're in the mood to make at the time.
Leading up to the release of your album in July, you guys also are creating a documentary about it. What is that like?
So we put out a making the album thing. I think for us, like, trying to show the ins and outs of making a record has been super important, because, you know, it kind of gives the fans a chance to see how things were made and see how much effort and care we put into making the records, and, you know, hopefully it helps them to, like, be able to connect to the songs even more, because they're seeing them from the beginning up until the finished product, you know.
You guys have done a bunch of live stream shows, and they were really, really interactive. What was it like doing those?
Thanks. It was cool. Obviously different than playing to people in person, but, you know, a big part of our shows are, you know, the interaction with fans. You know, I mean, we had most shows will bring a fan up on stage to sing a part with us, and we single out people in the crowd and make them dance, and, you know, all kinds of things like that. So I think trying to make the live streams as interactive as possible was important, to try to, like, capture that energy so it didn't feel like we were just performing to a camera. So we set up giant screens with a chat of the fans on there, and so some of their faces on video and stuff, so like we can actually see them reacting at home. So that was a big help to, like, make the shows feel as much like an actual in-person concert as possible.
And speaking of in-person concerts, you guys are playing the Sad Summer Fest this year. What are you looking forward to the most about that?
Everything. you could not imagine. I mean, It's been, I have like a countdown going. I think it's been like 480 days since we've played a show.
Wow.
Which seems crazy. So we are just itching to get back on tour, and yeah, it'll be awesome. And I think just seeing people have fun is what I'm most excited for. I think everybody certainly had a hard time the past year, so I think everybody could use just some fun in their life.
I think you said it perfectly. All right, Pat, my last question for you. If someone were to come to your city, what is the one thing they have to do?
Oh, man. that is so hard to pick one thing. I'm going to go very, very specific. There's a Hawaiian barbecue restaurant called Aloha Kitchen, and it is incredible. I would head over there to get some food.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. Well, Pat, thank you so much for hanging out with me and the Studio Cuts podcast.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Make sure to check out Sticky by The Main and watch out for when their new album XOXO In Love and Anxiety is released. And don't forget to catch Sunday Studio Cuts, a new music show featuring all of the up-and-coming alternative music hosted by me every Sunday at 10 p.m. on 92.7 96.9 WRRV. Join us next week as we interview another up-and-coming alternative artist on the Studio Cuts podcast.